All right, so really, I mean, the only one we probably need to talk about is Travis Kelce. Travis got a slightly sprained ankle. It's not a high ankle sprain. There's a chance if we were playing a regular season game that he'd have a pretty good shot of playing. So that's what it is. And other than that, most likely the twos are going to start it off. I'll make that decision once we're there. But they got good work today along with the threes. So good chance they get quite a bit of playing time. Time's yours.
Anything?
Yeah.
Hey, fire up, baby. You got one?
Yeah, I got
okay.
With Kelce in particular, I know you said if it was a season game, you'd be able to play. But were you guys able to figure out what happened?
What did you see on the play? Well, it looked like he got his foot caught in the grass and tweaked his ankle a little bit. So, I mean, you know, I think he's lucky. He's lucky the grass gave way a little bit, actually. So. But that's what happened.
Today is the deadline for trimming the roster. You've done a lot of that already. But this game on Thursday, will it answer any questions that right now you're still on the fence about?
Yeah, well, I mean, the most of those guys are going to get, the ones that we're on the fence about are going to get an opportunity to play. So we'll go through and evaluate. There's some spots there that, that are very important to the reps that these guys get. So in our evaluation of them. There's a good chance. I kind of want to go back and see how he feels after today. But, if he does, it won't be a ton. But there's a chance he plays a little bit, yeah.
Andy, have you decided whether you're comfortable with Zach Fulton playing center in a real game, or are you still trying to decide that?
I'm going to get him a few reps this game. So, right now I feel pretty comfortable about it unless something changes in the game. But I think he needs that work. I think that'll be good for him.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, they're all.
As far as the backup competition goes, what do you need to see? What are you looking from the guys that are fighting for that job?
Number one, you look for consistency, talent, and consistency. So, I think we've got good talent there. I'll be curious to see how they handle an extended play time here.
When you're looking at specifically number three position, because we know you used a lot of three tight end stuff. I know, is that more of a position for a blocker, more position for a receiver?
Combo. It's hard to just have a blocker. It's hard just to have a receiver. I mean, you got to be able to do both in this thing. And in today's football, I mean, it's position blocking at a tight end position can be functional. So, you see a lot of that today.
With Demetrius in particular, what does he bring to the table for you guys when he's healthy? You guys got to see him for 8 games last year.
Yeah, sure.
Some of the good things you saw.
I really thought he was coming on when he got hurt in Buffalo there. He's a good combo guy. He became a good line of scrimmage blocker, and he's a good receiver, big target. So, yeah, gives you a nice combination.
Andy, especially in a fourth preseason game, do you want to know what your opponent's idea is about, they're going to play their starters or twos, or does it matter?
No, it really doesn't matter. I've gone through a couple of these, so I've seen every scenario there is. I don't really care. Don't care. I want to be able to evaluate our team. That's really what I want to do.
And there's no communication that goes on between you.
We'll talk, but it's not, we're not like changing the game or anything. That's not what we're doing. So, all right, but, yeah. Okay.